जो मैं अटैच वर्ल्ड अटैचेस विथ वृंदावन
They come together. When Sri Krishna leaves, does that also leave?
Certainly.
Uh-huh. And that goes where he goes next? The Dhamma?
Becomes invisible. Not anything going and coming.
I see.
Like Krishna is all pervading. No?
Yes.
All pervading. Krishna does not go or come in the heart. He is always
everywhere.
Sometimes not visible, sometimes it is not visible. This is it. So prakat and aprakat.
I see.
But
all right. Thank you.
So शास्त्रीय विधि शास्त्रीय रूल एंड रेगुलेशन एज यू आर सीइंग बाय शास्त्र रूल्स एंड रेगुलेशन एंड बाय विधि आवर ग्रीड कैन नॉट कम इट इज क्वाइट फ्री
Independent.
It can be by the association of Rasik and Bhav Bhakta and by reading the books which have Krishna pastimes with the Bhakta. Like Srimad Bhagavat, like the books of Rupa Goswami, Brihat Bhagavatamrita, and so on. The books of Raghunath Das. But if greed comes, anyhow, by the association of Rasik Vaishnava, then books are certainly needed and be helpful. How to practice Raganuga Bhakti? Understand? That is. Like books, like Bhaktirasami Sindhu, Ujjvani Muni, and all other books will be very helpful. If I have greed, then there are no helpful books. Shastra and Rasik Vaishnava. We cannot enter. Hey, it's a Goswami Sikitere. Understand?
Yes. One more, this is another simple question.
What?
That you were saying also in the notes on there that about Anurag. Does Anurag mean, is it the same meaning as prema, or is it is there a different?
Oh, different.
What is the meaning of anurag?
Anurag means what it will be bhav. Bhav is nitya siddha in ragatmik bhakta like Nanda Yashoda, Lalita Vishakha, Siddham Sudham and all others. By practicing Raganuga Bhakti, under Ragatmik Bhakti, ठीक है? बहुत Ragatmik Bhakti. At last, in the last, the Sandini and Sambit went they manifest in the heart of that Radhanuga Bhakta. Then it is called Bhav. So Bhav is Nitya Siddha in the heart of Pragatmik Bhakta. But then it manifests in the heart of Sadhak. Then it is called Bhav. Understand?
Yes.
When Bhav comes, heart resolute. What? Dilute.
Dilute.
No? And it comes through eyes. That is called fear. No? It comes what?
Automatically.
It comes. And something mamta is there. Mamta?
Mamata is a feeling of my ownership. This is mine.
He is mine.
Mamata is affection.
Affection?
Not only affection.
But some
but
ownership.
Affection. He is mine.
That it is mine.
Ownership.
Yes. No?
Yes.
When mamata is absolutely come in full, and also heart melts to extreme extent, and at that time any occasion coming to obstacle that prayer,
obstruct, to get in the way,
it goes up.
It disappears.
No. Prem bhar jata hai.
Increases.
Yes.
When obstacle comes, that the feeling.
Any reason for destroying prem comes.
Yes.
It is not destroyed, but it springs. Yes. That it is called prem. When heart is so melted at the ripened stage of prem. Understanding?
Yes.
Tears are coming always. That is called sneha. No? When in extreme sneha, his love, prem, becomes crooked. Crooked, you know? Crooked?
Yes.
Teda meda ho karte. Maan usme aata, it is called maan. When maan comes in so a position that in whom maan is, ashray of maan, becomes so right. Dakshin, you know? Left is
left. Left, right, yes.
What?
Dakshin is left.
Right.
Huh?
Left or right?
What?
I don't know.
You don't know? How do you inform? Then stop it. When the Jagannath is sick, if Krishna calls, I will not go.
Yes.
What is called?
Man.
Man. When it goes up to the last extreme point, when man goes away and he thinks that Krishna will come 1,000 times if I will not go. And he will do everything what I will be.
Everything I want, he'll do.
He will have to do.
Yes.
Then it is called pranay. When it is renewed and renewed always. But
repeated? Do you mean when it or becomes more.
If prem is realized, every moment in new characteristic,
yes.
Then it is called
Raag.
And when jada atma vritti, I have no English word for that. Yavat asya vritti, and everything is realizing new thing, Krishna, then it is anurag. So, for if we have counted prem as a first stage, then anurag is prem, snem, man, pranay, rag, anurag. Sixth stage is anurag. And eighth stage is mahabhav. So there are not one.
So all of those pranayaman, they are stages of anurag, or anurag is just one of the stages?
Prem, the stage of prem.
Stages of prem, I see.
Can go up to anurag. Someone can go to mahabhav, like Subalakshita. Vatsalras can go up to anurag. Gopi can go to mahabhav. And Srimati Radhika to madan and madan. Last issue. But these are of prey.
And when you say gopi, do you mean gopi like Lalita and Vishakha, of that category?
What category of gopi you know?
I mean, Jeev can go to that stage, or only gopi who is expansion of Srimati Radhika?
You are of various kinds, but the habit in your cause sari, they can go as a dasi of Lalita, as dasi of Rukmanjari, as a dasi of Chandravali. Do you want to go to Chandravali?
No.
No. You don't want to go there?
No. I would rather be a flower than go to dinner. One more question.
One question.
Only one. In Krishna Kanamrit, the verses, is he repeating the feelings of Srimati Radharani, or is he expressing his own feelings?
Huh?
In the different slokas, Krishna Kanamrit, is this the feelings of Srimati Radharani being spoken? He is speaking the feelings of Srimati Radharani, or is he speaking his own feelings? Because some verses, they sound
his
like...
His own feelings. It may be applied to him, but he is thinking like this. Sometimes on behalf of Radhika, sometimes on behalf of himself.
But sometimes on behalf of Radhika.
But all are his experience.
His realization?
Have you any slope?
No, I can bring next time. I did not prepare.
Part of that book?
Which book?
Shikhasa.
I'm waiting for my husband to come because he's bringing definitely from Bombay. And I asked some people in the mandir and nobody has received it yet that I have met. So I thought perhaps he's coming in a couple of days. At that time, then I can bring you. Is that sufficient time?
Are you writing or doing anything about your that tree?
Yes, also I have some questions, but they're just simple questions.
What? What?
But I'm not writing anything now, I'm just still collecting things.
You can give the about trees, all the picture you have.
You want?
No. In your book.
I've thought of that, but it makes and were the deities of Govindaji, Gopinath and Madan Mohan, were they?
That told you?
Just one question, which is not was not clear. Are they all the original ones of Braj, that Brajnath discovered? You have told me something of Madan Mohan.
I will tell Radha Damodar. I've told Prahad.
I have not.
Radha Damodar. Govind ji, Gopinath ji, Madan Mohan,
yes.
Shyam Sundar, Radha Vallabh.
Radha Vallabh also.
Radha
Vallabh. Oh. Banke Bihari.
Vrinda Devi.
Vrinda Devi. I will tell.
Was Vrinda Devi previously worshipped in the temple on the left hand side, on the other side of Govindaji?
It was worshipped in Vrindavan. Anywhere.
Somewhere. No, nobody knows? No history?
I've not done so.
Okay.
But I believe that it was in Vrindavan.
Uh-huh.
Because she is Vrinda Devi.
Yes.
Not Kamakhya Devi.
Yes.
How he will be worshipped in Kamevan? He should be
Vrindavan.
And from Vrindavan, it is Madan Mohan, Govind Gopinath, and all other deities. The king of Jaipur took away, and in the way, he kept all the vigrahas in Kamevan.
Yes.
Worshipped for 1 or 2 or 3 days. And then he went to Jaipur. He kept the deities in deity Vrinda Devi in Vrinda Kamevan. And rest he took away.
One man I spoke with, he was a scholar. He told me that deity was worshipped in the temple on the side of Govindaji that is now locked. There is a small mandir. When you're facing it, it's actually on the on this side. One side is the Yogamaya. Deity is downstairs. On the other side, there is one small mandir, but connected to the old temple. He said that scholars believe that the deity was before was there. Is there some evidence that it's not true?
No gain.
Okay.
But the deity was there.
Yes. All right. So I can present
what
his idea.
What is to do with the old and new temples?
Only they say that then that some connection is there with Rupa Goswami. That is. They believe
how Rupa Goswami has connection.
Uh-huh.
And at that time she was in Vrindavan.
Yes.
And after that, after Rupa Goswami, all Sikhs went to Kamevan and from Kamevan to there.
I see.
And Vrinda Devi was left here.
Yes, she stayed.
And Pratipu Vigraha of Madan Mohan Govind Gopinath were kept there.
Yes.
And the real
one
Vigrahas set went to Jaipur.
Mm-hmm. What is the difference between Vrinda Devi and Tulsi Devi?
Vrinda Devi was the master of Vrindavan. And gave it to Srimati Radhika. She is also a duty, but not sadharan duty.
Not
general duty.
General duty.
Especially.
But I was thinking of the plant Tulsi Devi.
She is the part of ansh of manifestation of Vrindavan. Tulsi is also a manjari. Tulsi manjari.
Yes. That is a different Tulsi.
Sometimes Raghunath Das Goswami is called Tulsi.
Yes.
In also Tulsi Manjari is also a duty, Nitya Vrindavan.
Tulsi Manjari meaning Raghunath Das?
Another also. Like George, first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. So Manjari is and the soul. Tulsi Manjari. Black Tulsi Manjari. Red Tulsi Manjari.
Yes.
So many.
Small Tulsi Manjari.
Because hundred and hundred quotes of Tulsi. Sakhis are there.
Yes.
How many names? But
thank you.
You know, it's not like steady the same way. Sometimes, you know, it's not coming easy. And I was thinking, you know, maybe I need some structure, some, you know, some indication of which way to go. And also how splendid, nicely, you were saying the other day about Mukunda Das Prabhu, he was asking about worshipping Govardhana Hira in a certain way. And you said you worship, best worship is as devotees. But I've been worshipping Gandharvika Giridhari for about 4 years as Gandharvika Giridhari. So when I'm doing bhajan, then I can do puja at the same time of bhajan. So, and then after you said that, I thought, well, maybe it's better to worship as devotee. So how do you worship as devotee?
By questioning. By any kind of study. They don't want any kind of study. They are melted hands. Anyone ask some questions. Like that, demand money. But our mood should be that this should be something. Like it has. By Dandavat, by obeying his order, or to do according to his will, fulfilling his will, and questioning with very, very shraddha. Only Shraddha. Go on recording. Then sitting, you are meditating. But our mind does not go. It can come back. One Shraddha. But mind does not accept. Then through parikrama of Prajimantar, Vrindavan, Govardhan, directly go there by night to Vrindavan Govardhan, through parikrama of Govardhan by Manasi Deva, and the Sorso Upachara, six kinds of Upachara.
affection of regard towards Kshatriya and pray. What pray? What prayer?
Please give me entrance.
Huh?
Give me entrance,
huh?
Your mercy.
What? If Kshatriya is questioning, what? So you have solved this. What is that? And we should clearly tell you that it will be very clear. When we go to by night to Kushan Sarovar, we will take bath, and that Kushan Sarovar is Kushan. Kusum Sarovar Bhija, first time from Kusum Chaini. Flowers and flowers around and in the pond of Kusum Sarovar. And Krishna and Radha meet there. Krishna for a habit. Not to take all you are see, you have ruined our garden. Vrindavan is my garden and quarry is there. So all by bathing in by mind also Kusumsarovar 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 and all this Vrindavan. Then automatic no mind here and there comes in a line. No problem for mind. It is very, very difficult for yogi to control mind. But for Vaishnava it is
okay.
It's
very, very difficult.
No. Like
this. I'm not experiencing this.
It is actually awesome. By doing so. Tomorrow, yesterday, Bhujan Prabhu came. Yes, in I, she was telling that, oh, I am reading Stav Mala of her Krishna. And Chatu Pushpanchali. So, when reading, where man will go? It will come to my pastime. So different, sometimes by mind going around Vrindavan, all pastimes of Krishna. We will do prarambha. We will begin from Kesigar, Vakibhadi, the Dasam of Govinda. All the things.
When I'm doing my puja sometimes, you know, I'm doing manasa puja and I do a little bahya puja, as you told me.
I first do bahya puja. And at the same time,
thinking of
Delta, the Vital Chakra, are telling me to do. I am preparing garland, I am giving water, I am doing life so. I have something. Not for me. Rukha Sukha. Power freedom. An empty dome. What is power? In Gopi Dalgas. If they are going to cook things that they have ordered, I'm going to prepare all this. After Russian, if it is summer, have a pen in your hand.
One pen? Oh, the
no. This is nothing. Have a very good pen in your hand. Very slowly, with heart, with brain. See, that Krishna is sitting and he is going to take his Rajgopi. Sit down and see that your Gurudev is in Sakin here. Vaishnava Shakha all are there. They have ordered it. Oh, why you not? Doing life so? Come. Bring a water. Giving that. I am at one surrender. And God. Very easily told you. Life. Everything is good. Love. Praise. Affection.
Sometimes it is very difficult. Sometimes it's very difficult. Like a couple days ago, it was just, I thought, oh, it's not going to be hard.
And worldly difficulty comes, and problem comes, another problem comes, then hard comes back. And at that time, no.
No, nothing works.
When we are sitting here, it is all completely easy. But it's not in
slow.
But it is a great, that great man, Krishna will do it.
Sometimes what I do is I just stop and read a little bit. And then I go and do puja and whatever I have to do. And it helps to a certain extent. But my concentration in the lila is not so good sometimes. I don't.
What then? Seva? At that time? Anyhow, you will have to engage your mind and body in seva. And don't keep it empty.
Empty is not. But sometimes it's not clear. It's not very clear. Sometimes.
At that time, you should pray to Upravna.
I was also thinking, you know, that I was going to go in the lila and listen. And lila is very general. Everything is, you know, I'm always able to do only Nishanta Lila.
Huh?
I'm always able to do only Nishanta Lila. Because it's at the time everybody's doing something else and I can't concentrate and I have time, you know, that's when I do my pujas, nobody comes, nobody bothers, nobody says anything. And then after that it becomes very difficult.
But then, up. Mahajan Soda is coming to Krishna. Mukhra is coming to Krishna. Krishna is coming to Krishna. Shambhan is coming to Krishna. And that is very, very interesting. Shambhan. That is Krishna.
Yeah, but Yamuna?
What is another name of
Yamuna?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Radha Swapaksha. In the morning comes to Radhika to see her, to talk with her. What happened in night? How we meet today? What happens then? It is like a bath for Shambhu. She tells Radhika that as if a man worships, but without bath, worship is in him. So in the morning I come to take bath in Radha Sarasi. Pond. You should tell me. Chacha is telling that, oh, Sakhi, today is good morning. Enter the house. So it is bath. So in doing, you can, in morning, you can take your bath yourself and then try to bath when you are doing Arshan, that I am making Srimati Radhika bath. Understand? Not clear.
Yes.
No, you are speaking in English. You can do Sringar of Radhika in guidance of Gopi. You can do everything.
How
ornamental.
How do I do it in guidance of Gopi? I go and throw it, let's say,
you are seeing that they are doing.
Oh,
and they will order you. Oh, come. Why you are so far away? And they will tell, oh, bring that.
And they do or I do?
Sometimes they are doing. And sometimes they are, why you are standing? Why you are not coming? At the time of asking, what you do? Think that then. Add something. Add these things.
Every day is different. Something different happens every day.
In midday you can see that Krishna is now cowherd. And all sakhis are doing gopi geet in Srimad Bhagavatam. Varaha piram natavara vapu karniyo karnitaram. Vidhvadvātah kanakkapitam vayayanti shamalam harandhānvenu gabharasitaya puriyan gopukam
Vrindārannam
sabagaramanam prāvitasage. And set and after that if I would be here, I no one could check me. My husband, Krishna sir, will take me to Krishna. I say, oh, see, fully, no disturbance, no
problem.
Nothing. So I want to be a deer. Oh, I want to be a parrot or anything, or a mayur, so that I will see Krishna fully, no palak, no, nothing. So many eyes will be in my body. Oh, I want to be Yamuna river. Because seeing Krishna, she comes to Krishna and she does hands.
Yeah, with a wave.
Waves her hands and greets lotus to the feet of Krishna. But I cannot. Because all are my unfavorable. So I want to be. Oh, I want to be a male
Cloud. When Krishna is going to Gocharan, I will sit upon the Krishna head, moving and sometimes pouring little rain there to cool the atmosphere. So many
desires.
These are incarnation of Gopi Ji. Purna Pulinda Urugaya Padatvika. Oh, I want to be Pulinda Kanya, Pulinda daughter, Pulinda girl, in Govardhan. Why? Because Krishna is roaming, walking on grasses in very morning, returning from Nishanta Kunja, and he is going to his home, and in his state here, Kumkum is on cross by touch of Krishna face, and Pulindi is taking that powder of Kumkum. I am so prayerful, so gadgad, and waiting. No one needs to check there. So Srimati Radhika. So he has no near connection with Krishna. Yet not his feet, not his body, not direct Kumkum from his feet, but his feet Kumkum
come
from grass. And that Kumkum is of Srimati Radhika. And Radhika told that, oh, she is very, very fortunate. She is very, very fortunate. More than me. So I want to die and become a Pulindi Kanya. Then, last slope that I want to see Krishna, who is going from one forest to another forest with all his cowherds and all sakha, having some ropes binding here, no cloth here, open body, and in a boat of cowherds, and singing and playing on flutes and singa, my mind always goes to the behind Krishna, when my fortune will come out. So reading and thinking all this next moment, you have to pray. This is definitely from God.
So we will
do
finish up
your mantra.
Sandhya.
Have you done?
Yes.
You have done?
Srimati Radharani has become Gadadhar, right?
Huh?
Srimati Radharani has become Gadadhar Pandit without the bhav, because Mahaprabhu is taking the bhav from Radhika. But the question is this. They say that Srimati Radharani always wanted to be with Krishna, right? And she could never be, because there was always impediments and all the elders and all other impediments. So she wanted to be all the time with Krishna. So when Mahaprabhu came, so Srimati Radharani became Gadadhar Pandit, and then she could stay with him all the time because there was no impediment. Is that the correct Siddhanta?
Hmm?
Is that correct?
Not fully correct.
Not fully.
I have not heard like this, I have said like this. This question has come from...
Another question.
If Krishna comes from Golok Vrindavan, Golok is not empty.
Oh, yes, yes. Of
course. Eh? If Radhika comes from Golok Vrindavan, there is no empty of Srimati Radhika there.
Yes.
So when manifested as a real, then manifestations are not mithya.
It's illusory.
Illusory. But all are true, full extent. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu takes the bhava and kanti of Radhika, then he takes the manifestations of Radhika. Radhika, at that time Radhika is there, Radha Pandit is in the shape of, and all how are in Radha Pandit. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu goes to in Puri to Radha Pandit in Total Gopinath, and he has Srimad Bhagavat from Radha Pandit, and he actually gives so good explanation that Radhika is giving it. And he is hearing, he is telling, he is seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as